So you're the people's original perception of the Incredible Hulk. I was wondering how you felt about today's technology and just this digital enhancement type Hulk that we have today.
Well, on the big screen, it has to work because you have all these different superheroes.
Sure.
And to use the human Hulk, you have to do motion capture, which is okay for me because I'm doing other film. But most people like the original series. But the CGI, the last Hulk movie, is really improved. But
sure.
Especially on the big screen, it has to be CGI. But you can't compare CGI to the human Hulk.
Right.
So, but it's still very entertaining.
I know you probably prefer the human Hulk, but what do you think really captures the essence of the Hulk? An actual live portrayal or one of those motion capture Hulks?
Well, the last movie, like The Avengers, you had the Hulk with the other characters, so he fitted in, because of course I did the voice.
Right.
That's what makes it believable.
Right.
That gave them more sensitivity, which is good. That's why they're going to continue to do that. But the first Hulk that came out was kind of rubbery. It was too cartoonish.
Sure.
I thought I was watching a cartoon. But you got to be very careful because CGI, it could go either way.
Yeah. So if there were to be another TV series today and they were going to have a live-action portrayal, who do you think would be maybe today's Hulk?
Well, tell you the truth, they plan to do a TV series someday.
Oh,
but
really?
It's going to be puppetry and CGI. I don't think you ever see a human Hulk again. Because with the technology, people rather see something that's a little more animated, like CGI.
Do you know who is planning on doing the series? Which studio?
That's a long way from now, because I think down the road, I think another year, they're going to film a solo Hulk movie.
Okay.
But I think the series can happen, so they feel like they finished doing the Avengers or the Hulk movie. That's my guess for now.
Well, I think that's pretty disappointing because having that raw character, that live-action role, I think you portrayed it best. And,
well, I don't think anybody could duplicate that ever again, because when I did it with Bill Bixby, I mean, they broke the mold. I mean, it was like one of a kind, and it's never going to be any different.
Yeah. Well, Lou, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You too.